Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca or via our website. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. There is a petition started by a former bus driver named Gary demanding that the Education and Transportation Ministry take the safety of schoolchildren and those on our roads seriously, change.org. The U.S. and Canada have taken steps to make the safety of students a pivotal policy within their ministries, but so far it seems to all be an illusion and talking points. We all know how slowly government works, particularly if they have realized their past errors and may have to fall upon their swords in any future blame game. What should the ministers do? Retrofit all pre-existing school buses with safety tools, especially seat belts. All new buses should be legislated to have seat belt attachments. Bus seats need to be securely attached to the base of buses, so in case a collision happens the seat will not detach and become a flying projectile. Allot contracts only to private firms that fulfill all the ministry's requirements. Fully insure the occupants of these buses for possible injury, psychological distress and trauma. All liability for possible mishaps, collisions, and accidents must fall upon drivers and their employers, who all should be bonded and fully insured. A full 3-point seat belt application for each passenger is needed. Ever seen a bus that has been in a collision? A school bus is built to transport people. It is made of light sheet metal, with no roll bars, and not significantly superior bumpers. A vehicle made to use as little gas as possible. The firms that provide most of the school board bus needs are in business to make a profit. Simple. Because of this profiteering and the effects of unforeseen circumstances like the pandemic, professional staffing of these firms is impossible, and these firms hire their employees part-time, at low wages with no benefits. Would you wish to drive such a vehicle with the added responsibility of managing a bunch of students in all sorts of weather? The challenge has always been to find responsible drivers to do the job. Most bus drivers do so part-time, and many are senior citizens too. The stress of carrying out this job is often unbearable, and so finding drivers becomes more and more difficult. The expenditures the public will have to endure in order to make these buses safer and more sturdily built fall way out of the budgets given by elected officials. Putting seat belts into pre-existing vehicles would cost $7,000 to $10,000 per vehicle. The only way this can be done is if legislation is drawn up to demand it be done. Firms that wish to bid on school bus transport contracts will have to put their costs into their bid, and the public will have to swallow that cost. Building school buses that are superiorly safe will cost a pretty penny too. What are you willing to pay to keep your schoolchildren safe? What costs can you justify denying? Stephen Kazab, Bradford.